Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And I just love the Lord on today and excited about the word of the Lord. And we pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you as you listen. We pray that you'll just take a few moments to gather around, get your Bibles, and just, I know it's the beginning of the day, and some may be at work, you may be going to work shortly. Praise God. But wherever you are, we pray that on today that you know that God loves you. And the word is so important to us. And I just pray that as the word goes forth, that it will minister to you in a special, special way. We're going to go back into the word of the Lord. And we're talking about today, armed and dangerous. We're still in the Armor of God series. And this is a very, very powerful passage of scripture that's very vital for us in our Christian walk. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We ask you, Lord, as we go into your word this morning, Father, that you would just bless and that you would have your way, that you would anoint your word, anoint those that are listening. And Father, minister as only you can. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate you. We just thank you for all that you're doing. And I just ask now that you just take full control and that you have your way, Holy Spirit. We give this time over to you now, Lord, and we just ask that you minister as only you can. And we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, let's go over to Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to focus in on one verse of scripture this morning. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, as believers, we know that God equips us with all that we need to be effective and victorious. And one of the things that is very important is that important to know is that we are fighters. We're warriors, in other words. We're called to war. And so as such, God gives us, again, what we need to be fully equipped to war when it's necessary. When you look throughout the Old Testament, literally the battles that were fought by the men and women of God, they were necessary. But God is the one that gives the victory, and he's the one also that gives us a wisdom to know how to proceed when we find ourselves in any type of a conflict. Now, it's important to know again that he does equip us to fight spiritual battles, battles that can't be seen with the physical eye, okay, but one in the spirit, okay, because we win. We do win. We already know that. We're on the winning side, okay? These battles will not materialize if they're defeated or conquered in the spirit. Most of the time, our fight begins in the spirit. And things do materialize in the natural. And there are times when things come at us in the natural that sometimes we don't know is coming. But yet, again, the Lord will give us how to proceed. He'll give us how to war. He'll give us how to pray. And sometimes he'll just nudge us to pray. And a lot of times when it comes to spiritual warfare, we may not know exactly what to pray for when we feel a burden to pray. But yet the Holy Spirit will pray. And there will be times when I have prayed in the spirit and didn't really know why and had to pray until I got the release. But once the release came, praise God, I knew that whatever it was going to be okay. And that's how God does us. He, you know, the Lord deals with his children so differently. And this is the unique thing about serving God and the good thing about serving God. We may not understand everything that comes our way, but one of the things we can be assured of is that the Lord will undergird and he'll come alongside and he will help us because, beloved, God is a faithful God. Now, listen, it's a fact that we must wrestle. This means that we fight against spiritual rebels that are against God. We know that the kingdom of darkness is against God, and it is the enemy's mission to attempt to bring defeat to all that call on the name of the Lord. That's his mission, praise God. But we're not focusing on the enemy today. We're focusing on really what God gives us and how he gives us, amen, to walk in victory, because we know that God is on our side, and he will help us. He'll come alongside. He's faithful. Now listen, the word wrestle is taken from a Greek word which means pale, and it refers to struggling, wrestling, or hand-to-hand fighting. Okay? Now this word also comes from Pilatus. It was a famous house of combat sports. Okay? It was a sports arena, and it was dedicated to the cultivation of athletic skills, according to Rick Reiner. Okay, committed athletes could be found here working out and training to sharpen their combat skills. Now, these were violent warriors, where if one did not have their helmet on, it could cost them their life because they stood the chance of having their head crushed. So this type of battle was fierce. And it was very violent and very bloody, okay? So then we look at another Greek word, pankatris. And it's two Greek words that come together, pan, P-A-N, katros, K-R-A-T-O-S, okay? Pan means all, and kratos is a word for exhibited power, okay? It's power that's exhibited. Okay? In other words, you can see it, and you know a person that fights and they have the power and the ability and the force. You know that. And that can bring fear in and of itself. So basically, these two words describe someone with massive amounts of power, power over all or more power than anyone else. Okay? Now, Paul used this description to illustrate our conflict with the enemy. Okay, we must know that the enemy fights to take us out, okay? There are no let-ups with the enemy and demonic power. In other words, we are in a bitter battle or an intense conflict with demonic forces as a combat sport, similar to those fought in the ancient times, particularly in Palestra, or this sports arena, if you will. There are no rules in this fight. There are no umpires, and all methods of attack are legal, so the enemy can attempt to choke you, strangle you, or break you up. In other words, there are no limits. Whatever hits are done, they're done. Okay, there are no holds barred, if you will, in these type of fights. So looking at this, it is evident that a spiritual fight is much worse than a flesh and blood fight. Okay? And this scripture says, again, that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities, okay? And I'm going to go into these later in another lesson, but we're, the enemy has a hierarchy that we deal with, okay? And it's an unseen kingdom, right? Okay, it's an underworld kingdom, but yet it's a kingdom that we're very aware of. Okay, so it's a very, very, very different type of fight than a physical flesh and blood fight. Okay, so we know that this is worse. Okay, when one is wounded in the spirit, it can bring about a quicker death than any physical fight ever could. All right, and a lot of times people get wounded spiritually, and unless the Lord is able to get in there and heal, you can be down for the long haul, and we don't want that. So how do we combat that? We combat that by making sure we have our armor on. We make sure that we're properly covered. We make sure that we have the defensive weapons and the offensive weapons, and we know how to use those weapons. God is the one, again, beloved, that gives us the armor. And he gives it to us for us to stand against the enemy. He gives it to us so that we can withstand, because when you have to withstand, that means something may be coming, and you have to be prepared for that, okay? Now, listen, the enemy uses people to bring down those who carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. He uses those that will avail themselves to demonic influence. A lot of times things come at us through people that we're not aware or we think would not come in that way. So again, we have to watch and as well as pray. We have to stay up on the wall, beloved, and watch and pray. So when we recognize that something comes our way and we really do know that it is the enemy, we have to look at that for really what it is and take note of that. Praise God, and then know how to fight properly to combat what the enemy is trying to do. Again, recognize, I want to go back and say this, your fight is not with flesh and blood. We have to know that it's in the spirit, and we have to recognize those demonic forces when they come, and then know how to take authority over them. Amen, to bring defeat to the enemy's plans, to his tactics, to his wiles, to his trickery. In other words, when we see strife, we know that strife comes as a result of confusion. So when we see confusion, that's what you deal with. You deal with that. You get rid of that. Praise God. And in getting rid of that, you're going to defeat the enemy, his plan. No matter who may be being used or what's going on, deal with those things. Don't let these things fester. Get rid of it. Right when you see it, okay? We know that the enemy is a defeated foe, okay? Because he is the prince of the power of the air, he has access to the lower heavens, which means he traffics throughout the airways in an attempt to abort God's mission on the earth. That's his plan, okay? That's his mission. He attempts, okay? The Bible says he's as a roaring lion. He's not even a lion, but he goes around as one. Okay, seeking whom he may devour. All right, we got to recognize that we as people of God, you know, we have authority, and we have to walk in the authority that the Lord has given us. Even though he traffics throughout the lower heavens and he's allowed a certain amount of authority in that way, he doesn't have all power and he doesn't have all authority. And so when we as believers recognize who we are, that the greater one is on the inside of us, and we simply learn to stand, and we learn to walk in righteousness and holiness and all the things that God has given us, walking in God's love, being fully equipped in the spirit, minding God, minding him, obeying him, we become the soldiers that God wants us to become. We become, amen, the body of Christ that God wants, and then God's will is done in the earth, and this is why we're here. We're here so that the kingdom of God can be advanced and upbuilt, glory to God, that the will of God can be done in the lives of men and women, praise God, boys and girls, praise God, whether it be in the marketplace, whether it be in the home, whether it be in ministry, whether it be in churches, the will of God is going to be done as we, as a body of believers, amen, take our rightful place and be mindful, amen, to go forth as the Lord has commanded, as he has instructed, amen, in the word of God, prayer warriors, intercessors, amen, psalmists, praisers, come on, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, amen, believers, okay, ministers of the gospel, laymen, laywomen, praise God. We each have a function in the body, and we have to know that, praise God, that we're the greater one, again, is on the inside of us, and we have to know that and walk in all that God has given in this word. We have so many benefits and so many things, and so even though we're in a war, but God wants us armed and dangerous. It's like an alarm that you put on a building. You arm that at night, okay? And if an intruder comes in that building, that arm, that alarm is going to go off to alert the officials. There's an intruder. We have to stay armed, ready for battle, dangerous, okay? Dangerous to the fact, okay, of this, that we're ready to fight. We're ready to war, a good warfare, in Jesus, all right? Not in the flesh, okay? But in the spirit, okay? We have to know, amen, that when we pray, God hears us, okay? And when we know that we get the petitions. We know that we'll get the things that we ask of him because we're not going to ask amiss. We're not going to ask something way off somewhere that doesn't fit God and not in his plan, not in his will. When we learn what his will is, we know his word is his will. And when we get in it, amen, we will walk in line with it. And we will obey God. And this is what the Bible tells us, that if we are willing and obedient, beloved, we will eat the good of the land. Now, we have to understand that the enemy is a trespasser. And once we realize that God has given us the authority to bring down his kingdom and every evil power that works in the air, we will fully take up our weapons and fight a good fight and win. Now, recognize, yes, he's the prince of the power of the air. All right? So we go up on his turf. All right? So to speak, quote unquote. All right? And as we go up, guess what? We have a host of angels, warriors, that will come along and fight with us as we intercede in the spirit. The angels of the Lord, the angels, the warring angels will do battle. There are many battles that go on every day, okay? And understanding that and knowing, glory to God, that warfare prayer is so, so vital and so important. Praise God. Pastors need prayer every day. Pastors are under such a load. Some are giving up mentally. They're falling out of the race. Just recently, a news story of a dear pastor that they say took his life, and very tragic things are happening to our leaders, and we must cover our leaders in prayer, beloved. There's a strong fight going on. And a lot of times we don't see it, we don't feel it. We think everything is okay, but it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal when things are going on so that we can get in there and pray. And this just lets me know that we have to pray more. We have to undergird one another in prayer. And our leaders need prayer. And I am encouraging you, beloved, those listening, pray for your leaders. Call their names out each and every day. It's important that they're undergirded, that they know, hey, God is with me. Everything's going to be all right. We're going to press forward. We're going on, as Paul said. We're going to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. We're not going to fall out of the race. We're not going to give up. Amen. This type of thing, this type of prayer is needed each and every day. Praise God. Okay? So listen, flesh has to be dealt with first and foremost before making any attempt to deal with the enemy. You can't fight in your flesh. We have to recognize that our flesh cannot bring victory, okay, because we're not fighting in that arena, okay? So we have to come up higher, okay? When we live a sanctified and crucified life, it neutralizes the attacks of the enemy against us. Because when we as soon as we recognize what's going on, amen, that wait a minute, I have to walk in the Spirit. If I walk in the Spirit, I will not fulfill the lust that dictates the appetites of the flesh. Okay, flesh will stop you. It will hinder your progress. Okay, and so we have to know that we have to die daily, as Paul said. We have to die out to ourselves. We have to die out to those feelings. Those feelings that cause us to get emotional. Now, there's nothing wrong with being emotional, but when you live in that arena and you allow pity and you allow, you know, all these things to come in and you allow those things to dictate you, then you're going to get in trouble. And so we have to not take things personal a lot of times, you know, when we hear the word no, you know, and rejection may come your way, but you don't have to entertain it. You don't have to be a partaker of it. Praise God. You can pray. You know, I bind that spirit of rejection in Jesus' name, and I take authority over that. I will not allow that to attach itself to me. I thank God that I'm free. This is the way we have to pray when these things come at us, okay? We must not have a woe is me attitude, no matter what. Okay, that's not how we fight. We won't be effective if we fight with those type of mentalities and those type of thoughts that constantly where the enemy would try to bring those things at us. Okay, so when we are dead to the flesh, we can't respond to an attack. Okay, you can see an attack, but you won't respond to it fleshy. You'll recognize it and you'll use your spiritual weapons, the word of God, okay, to cut down the enemy. All right? This is how we fight. And believe me, fighting takes a lot out of you in the natural. Okay? When you box or any of that, it takes a lot out of you, yes. But guess what? Who rejuvenates us? Who refreshes us? The Holy Spirit does. Okay? Again, He is our helper. Oh, my God. When we recognize the help that we have in the Lord. When Paul and them, they were on the ship and they had been fasting and praying and they were out there. It looked like they didn't know what was going to happen. And the angel of the Lord stood beside the man of God and said, be encouraged, be strengthened. Everything's going to be all right. I'm paraphrasing. Okay, the ship's going to be lost, but no man's life is going to be lost. Okay, he said, take some food, get some strength. Okay, I'm encouraging you, beloved, get strengthened up in the Lord. Be strengthened in God. Continue to seek his face. Continue to seek him. Continue, amen, to pray. Stay up on the wall. Be strengthened. Be edified today. Be encouraged today. Know that God loves you. Amen. And he's going to come alongside and he's going to help you. Okay? Listen, when our flesh is not alive, no matter what the enemy attempts to do, again, we will not respond. Okay? Whether it is seduction, deception, betrayal, whatever it is, we will not respond. So this is the importance of being dead to sin. Okay, now I want to read a scripture. Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. It says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. Verse 7. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, God doesn't want us alive to sin at all. He wants us dead to it, our body. And in other words, of this flesh and how we, our mannerisms and how we in the world would do a certain thing. Over in Christ, you don't do it that way. Okay? So this is why I believe Paul said, I die daily. Okay? Now let's go down to verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, all right, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. What does that really mean? It simply means that everything in our lives that's not like God has to go. Okay, we can't have any sin in us. And Jesus is the one that cleans us up and makes us whole. And when we see things, amen, when we recognize things coming in, we say, oh no, I'm not going to be a partaker of that. Lord, thank you for illuminating that, letting me know that that attitude is in me. Get it out. It's a day-by-day walk. It's a moment-by-moment walk at times. Okay? But, beloved, when we recognize these things and recognize that God is the one that loves us and he's the one, again, that is... glory to God, working all things out for us. Praise God. He's the one that's giving us the ability to fight. Amen. We press forward. Glory to God. And God wants us armed and dangerous. And to be armed and dangerous, beloved, amen, we come out of sin. We don't mix the world with our Christian walk. We walk in light. We don't walk in darkness. We're honest. We walk in integrity. All these things give you to be armed and dangerous. We make sure that areas in our lives and doors that have been opened that God reveals, that we get them closed. Praise God. So it's a blessing to know that God wants us to be armed and dangerous. Why? So that we may go forth in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Okay? By being able to wrestle and fight in the spirit, okay, when the flesh is put under completely, we will win every war that we're called to fight. Okay? So when we're called to fight a war, do you think God would not allow us to win it? Of course we're going to win because we're on the winning side. Okay? Beloved, I just want you to be determined to arm yourself. Okay? Allow the Lord to make you the warrior that he wants you to be so that you're effective, you're an effective fighter, and victorious in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for those that have logged in, those that are listening. And I pray, Father, that you will cause us to be armed and dangerous in the Spirit of God. I pray, Father God, that we will recognize that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. But, Father, we do wrestle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. But, Father, you give us how to triumph. We thank you for that. We praise you for your word. And we ask, God, that you would strengthen today. Be with that grieving family, the church family that's grieving over the loss of their pastor, their dear pastor, this dear father. Father God, you know all about the situation. And Lord, we pray for the family today. We pray that you would comfort them, that you would strengthen them, that you would undergird them, that you would wrap your loving arms around them today. And Lord, be with every minister, every pastor. Father God, strengthen. I pray that the strength of the Lord would be theirs. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. We thank you for the encouragement that you give us to wage a good warfare, to fight the good fight of faith, and lay hold on eternal life. Father, continue to have your way in the lives of your people. Touch those that may be sick in body today. Bring healing and miracles. Father God, you are a miracle-working God, and we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, that you've given us a sound mind, a stable mind, a secure mind in you. And Father, we want our minds to be renewed in the Spirit of the Lord on today. So God, continue to bless, continue to have your way. We thank you for all things that you're doing. We love you, and we thank you, God, for your word most of all. Jesus, we love you. We appreciate you. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, amen. Beloved, be encouraged. Oh, God is with you. He's going to fight for you, and you can do it. You are a winner. Know that, oh, my God, you are the head today, and you're not the tail. Beloved, you're above. You're not beneath. God has opened great doors, and he'll continue to do that because he loves you and he cares. Until our next broadcast, we want you to keep looking up. Know that God loves you, beloved. Know that he cares. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares. Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Church there.